Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Bonte.
I call myself Tater Mac. Tater Mac. Like Tay, Tater Mac, and it was a terrible nickname.
Stiney.
Yeah! I need you to man up and say what you really want to say. Say it!
And Guru.
And the G in BS&G stands for Guru.
On 95.7, The Game.
What's going on, Bay Area? Matt Steinmetz, Bonte Hill, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. 95-7 The Game. All right. Giants win last night 3-2. We talked a lot about whether this thing was a rivalry or not. I watched the game on TV. Seemed to have a slow build to it. And by the ninth inning, I thought it was pretty rocking there when Will Smith came on and closed that game down. So I guess my question to you guys is, was last night, let's say, did it feel bigger than a Tuesday night against the Padres?
Well, to me it did. And unlike Bonte and yourself, I told you it's a rivalry and it felt like one last night. Early on, empty seats. We know about Bay Area traffic, especially Highway 880. But you talk about that ninth inning. I mean, it was crunk, as the kids say. Do they still say that?
You know what? Apparently they don't, because I think you said it yesterday, and I noticed a lot of text saying that might be passed.
Well, it was hyped. Will Smith almost blew it. And Bonte and I talked about the Giant bullpen and how they didn't need Dyson or Melanson, but he held on for the W. It was loud. I heard, let's go, Oakland. And I don't know, Bonte will tell us if it was half and half. But for me, both teams needed the game, and that made it more exciting for me. And the Giants held on, winners of three in a row. And I got a new favorite on the Giants, just real quick, and
let
it's Pillar.
Yeah.
And he's reminding me, I said it, Hunter Pence, you guys might scoff and laugh, but he's giving this team just moxie. You know, veteran, just like he's not afraid of the moment. Not a superstar, but it's working, three in a row. And Bonte, I don't know if that qualifies for getting hot because they had fell off, but they were down 1-0 on that home run. I got to tell you, my friend, I was like, oh, man, they're going to lose 1-0. And the bats came alive.
Yeah, a couple clutch two-out RBIs by Buster Posey, Longoria, Pillar. Bumgarner was fantastic last night. 7 innings, 2 hits, 9 strikeouts. He was dealing. Even a home run he gave up, all right, that was a moonshot there. But for the most part, Bumgarner was on his game, and he's been on his game for the last 2 months. That game was moving along fast. That's the thing I took away from it, Steiny and Goo, was that I looked up in the eighth inning, and it was already like 8:45. 8:30. I said, wow, this game is flying by. And there was a couple let's go Oakland chants, a couple let's go Giant chants. And of course it's going to be a little livelier than a Tuesday night game against the Padres. They see the Padres 19, 20 times a season. They see the A's 4 to 6 times a season. So of course it's going to be a little more livelier when the Oakland A's are in town. But my opinion has a change from yesterday. It's more of a rivalry from the Oakland A's standpoint, as opposed to the San Francisco Giants. It's a friendly little bragging right, talk some trash a little bit here and there, but to me, it's still not a rivalry. They don't play enough for it to be a rivalry. Like, a rivalry to me is when the Niners are playing somebody or when the Giants are playing somebody, you hate that team.
All right.
I don't hate the Oakland A's. I actually root for the A's when they play against other American
teams. What about the fan base, though? That's you personally. Because for you to say that generalization, you must feel it's that way across the board.
A lot of Giants fans I know don't see it as a rivalry. And we got a lot of mixed calls yesterday. A lot of mixed texts. A lot of mixed tweets. A's fans reaching out to me on Twitter saying, this isn't a rivalry. So.
Lit is the word.
Is lit?
Lit's probably the most popular.
Lit stand.
Cracking and popping are still alive, according to the text.
But it was that. Real quick, Mad Bum's in the zone, Bonte. You mentioned how good he was pitching. Dude, after that one start in Colorado to where they gave him a 3-run lead, and or San Diego a while back. He seems to just – wonder if there's some teams out there regretting going all in for him and maybe not giving Farhan, which we don't know allegedly, that big package. And maybe, like, he might have been the missing piece to get us over the hump.
I did some research on Bumgarner. The Giants have won their last six games that he started, and they're 9-1 in their last 10 that he started. So you look at – and this is actually, I think it's a cause for a little bit of concern. Because if you look at the Giants' last 16, they're 7-9, but he's got four wins over that period. So that means they're not winning games when he's not pitching.
Monte said they're only three deep, a two deep. Samardzija,
Bumgarner.
Damn, they need one more.
Tyler Beattie's hit the wall.
What are we going to see today from him?
Hit the wall. I mean, I don't know what we're going to see. I think we're going to see a lot of runs from the A's today. I think the A's are gonna,
said over 4.5 for
the
game.
Did Tyler Beattie today?
Yeah. Tyler, hey, he might be. Hey, Tyler Beattie's tiny.
Here's, and, you know, not to get into this because we've beaten this into the ground, but I do think last night to me, that it's an indication of how difficult it's going to be for the Giants to get over the hump and actually get into the postseason because, you know, they win. First of all, they won 4 or 5 now, but they're still 3.5 out, which is where they were a week ago. And you look, Arizona wins, Philly wins.
The
St.
top
Louis
two teams,
wins,
Donnie,
Washington
have won 3 and 4
wins.
In a row. I don't like that.
But that's kind of what I mean. It's you're at the mercy of some other teams there. And that's why, you know, it's. God, they win a good game last night. They scratch, you know, it's like they better have won last night. Otherwise, they fall behind by 4.5. I'm just saying, I think it's they need a lot of help and they need to get hot themselves. So maybe
only
this is
5-5. The Giants are in their last 10. So you want to worry about what everybody else is doing. You need to worry about your own backyard. And if that was 7-3, 6-4, 8-2, it would be a different story. But 3.5, you're still in it. But
here's the thing that needs to happen today. Giants, I think, you know, before this homestand, 9-game homestand where you bring in the Nationals, you bring in the Phillies, you bring in the A's for 2, I thought you have to go at least 5-4. Well, right now, on the last game of this homestand, they are 4-4. You cannot finish this homestand under 500 if you are the Giants and expect to be contenders for a wild card spot. You have to win your series at home. I know it started off with a sweep against the Nationals, but really, for me, Stardy, it was inexcusable to get swept by the Nationals when you don't see Scherzer, you don't see Strasburg, you don't see Corbin, and you can't scratch away at least a victory in that series.
That was bad.
That could cost you a 500 homestand.
I want to read this text to you guys simply because it's about us. Hey, Bonte, Steiny, and Goo, I hope you can read this right when your show begins. I need to lay the rat on the table. I'm a 50-year-old female, diehard sports fan, and a huge fan of your show. I won the brunch contest, and I was so looking forward to coming in and meeting all you and hanging out. I was even going to bring dessert, but it turns out I'll be on vacation the rest of this week, and I can't come. Bad timing. I'm so disappointed. Maybe some other time? Question mark. And that's from Stacy in San Jose.
And BS&G loves the ladies, and I'm disappointed that she won't be able to make it.
So, Stacy, we'll
make something happen.
Maybe we'll
for
have
Stacey.
A special brunch.
Yeah.
Special
brunch
lunch just for Stacy.
Or mimosa.
She could just come to the studio for the last hour and hang out with us. How about that?
A mimosa.
That's fine. We can we can work something out with Stacy. Any friend of the show is a
I'm excited of ours. About the brunch. We got to look nice.
No, we don't.
What are you talking about?
By the way, you'll never know who's coming.
Devontae's got sweats on today. I got shorts.
Well, your tag was sticking out in the back, too. I was going to tell you.
Comfortable sweats from working out. Nice little hoodie. You know,
that's not sticking out.
It was earlier.
What?
Yeah.
How come you didn't tell me?
I got a nugget for you, too, before the show.
I always tell you
too.
When.
Oh, you do. I saw you in action. B, he helped me.
Askew.
He helped me in public.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
Here's what we got coming up. We got Rob Nen. He's going to be coming up at 11:30, former Giants closer. Also, did you know it's National Tattoo Removal Day? So we're going to have fun late in the show. If you had a chance to undo one, either move that your team has made or a player that made a bonehead play that you could take back or something that Maybe if it had happened differently, the course of a franchise would be different. We'll take your calls on that. Also want to get into Lynch and Shanahan and really start talking about some of the players they've acquired and bottom line is how good they are or not. I also see the calls lining up, 888-957-9570. If you were out at the ball game last night, tell me what you thought the atmosphere was. Because it sure seemed pretty lively, at least in that ninth inning. First, let's go to Anna, find out what's happening on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Stanford Healthcare. Round one of the Bay Bird Series went to the Giants with a 3-2 win over the A's. San Francisco is now 3.5 back in the wild card race, while the A's are 3 back in the wild card. How big is this Bay Area rivalry, and what does it mean to the players? Bonte, Steiny, and Guru will ask former Giant Rob Nen this morning at 11:30. On the football, 49ers getting ready to face Denver, and what should the team focus on in week two? What areas need improvement? And the guys want to know, why do John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan get the benefit of the doubt? The guys will debate and want to hear from you. And the Raiders are in Arizona for week two. Another episode of Hard Knocks also in the books. I'm Anna Kagarakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station. That's 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Matt Darrell, the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill joining you from downtown San Francisco. Rob Nen coming up at 11:30. He's a former Giants closer. He'll be brought to you by the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. We're talking about Giants A's. They also have their second game of a short two-game series this afternoon. Let's go out to Shaka. Shaka is in Berkeley. What's up, Shaka? How you doing, man?
Man, how you good brothers doing on this glorious summer day, man?
It's beautiful out there, man.
Man, this is what heaven is. Heaven got to be something like this, man. Hey, I want to talk about two things. First, I watched Hard Knocks, and it seemed like AB plays a big part of that. So that's maybe why Gruden is kind of like not really just saying anything to ruffle his feathers, because it's like he's really in that show. Because at the end, it had him walking in.
Yeah, I think we're gonna talk about Hard Knocks a little bit later in the show. These guys saw it, and they're gonna put rats on the table from Hard Knocks. What do you got with the Giants, Shaka?
Yeah, man, Guru, man, the map is right, man. That was an exciting game, man. This game the Giants been playing, man. It's been all the games are exciting, man. It's a great thing to be 60-60, man. The map is there, man. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Shaka. Appreciate the call. Yeah, talk about Hard Knocks about 1 o'clock, a little later in the show. 888-957-9570, if you're out at the game. What kind of atmosphere was it? Feel like a rivalry? Or feel just like a – it could just feel like a big game.
I want to ask Bonte, did he see any of the half hats that Cozumel said this morning he would wear in support?
Yeah, Colt.
We love you, Colt.
Can't take anybody seriously if they wear a split hat. And that's what I'm talking about. When you're allowed to wear like, is Michigan, Ohio State, are they going to wear split hats?
That'll
Dodgers,
get you in trouble.
Giants, you're going to see a split hat with the Dodgers and Giants? That's what I'm talking about, folks. That's what I'm talking about. And I think part of it, too, over the last 3 years with Dave Cavill coming into the picture for the Oakland A's, doing his whole little shindig where he's got, hey, how about you throw away your Giants hat? We'll give you a fresh A's cap. Like all those little gimmicks that he's pulled. Cavill, how about you just put the shovel in the dirt and get this team a stadium? Deliver on your message that you've promised for the last 3 years. That's part of the reason why I think this quote-unquote rivalry has been gassed up over the last 3 years. It's, again, like they don't play 18 times a year. They play 6. It's little local bragging rights, but honestly, the Giants don't hate the A's. The A's don't hate the Giants. Fans don't hate each other. A rivalry to me is when teams absolutely despise each other. Despise them. Texas A&M. You know, Ravens Steelers.
But it's all math, B. You're right, but you're wrong because they don't play each other. To me, it's just growing up here, just like you, Bonte and Steiny. it's pride. So I know I don't walk in your shoes. It's the Battle of the Bay, football, baseball. So you don't get those times to develop the hatred. But damn, A's fans are jealous, and they're watching what the Giant fans are doing, vice versa. And unfortunately,
Giants
nobody's
fans jealous of anything of the A's. That's just the truth.
What they were you stadium. Saying when the A's went on their run with Canseco and La Russa?
I was 7 years
Ricky.
Old. I was like, damn, that's a loaded team.
But so
that's
I
a loaded team.
Okay,
that's
so
what
you
I was saying.
Sit this one
because
out. You
no,
can't
I
answer
can't sit.
It.
No, no,
but
no, no.
The obvious answer
no,
is the, envy.
No, it's not
envy. They were
envy.
Going to World Series
no,
every
it's
other
not
year.
Envy. It's like the Bash Brothers are loaded. They have a nice stadium. Man, the A's are loaded. I wish the Giants were like that. But I didn't hate the A's. They didn't play each other. They didn't play each other till that 89 series.
For me, it's territorial. That's all. That's the picture I'm just trying to paint.
I don't understand the. Okay, so how many fan? What percentage of fans have ever donned a Giants / A's hat?
Michael Urban may. He says he's. I think he may have one in the closet.
Okay, yeah. So like, I don't understand how 10 people wearing a Giants and A's hat, like.
You're not a
matters.
Diehard to me.
Well, I know I get it, but right. It's like it's not like everybody's like that. There's a few people who wear right. that hat. I don't necessarily think it is.
But there's a
the
lot of that
though. Bay Area.
There's
is
a lot of that, like where people say, "Oh, I root for both teams." Like I saw a couple people; they were selling gear. They were selling gear outside the stadium. And he was wearing an A's jersey with the Giants jacket trying to sell both gear. But then I saw somebody, I looked to my left,
hustling.
And people were walking. They got the split hats. They're like, oh, it's just a fun game. It's the Bay.
Can't
it's,
do it.
It's yeah, I can't do it. I can't do the split hat. No, can't do it. And again, there's no hatred here. That's a rivalry to me. There's no hatred here. It's just not.
Mike in Pleasanton. What's going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for setting the table for me on that one.
Sure.
Just to give you a little background. The funny thing is I'm a A's, Niners, you know, Warriors, Sharks fan. So it is not geographical.
Right.
I think there's a little bit of fan base like that. But the funny thing is, and my dad is one of those guys that has the A's Giants hat, and I want to slap him every time I see him wearing it. and he also roots for, you know, Niners, Raiders. But anyways, this one's pointed at Bonta because we're both men of a certain age. And so my analogy with this whole thing is it reminds me of the movie The Outsiders, right? And there's the greasers and the socias, and there's the haves and the have-nots. And that's really what it comes down to. So half of the year I'm a have-not, half the year I'm a haver. You know what I'm saying? And you're just looking across the aisle, and you're just kind of like playing that whole, like, when you say there's no rivalry, it's almost like pretentious as a Giants fan that you say that there's no rivalry. It's like saying we're not good enough. You're not
no,
good enough.
I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that. Okay? Not saying it. That's not what I'm saying. I don't look down on the Oakland A's. I don't. I really don't. A lot of people think I do. I have fun trolling with them and talking some trash, but some people just get too sensitive, so I don't do it as much. I just don't do it as much. But there's no, like, they have a proud history, the Oakland A's. I wish they had a stadium. I wish they could keep their players. I wish their fans could come out and go to a nice stadium. The fans are the ones who've been spit on in Oakland by this organization, by not getting a stadium, by not keeping players like Giambi, Tejada, and all those guys that they had in the 2000s. Like, I feel bad for the A's fans. Like, Matt Chapman, people are already talking about, oh, well, they're not going to be able to afford Matt Chapman. Like,
they better.
Well, I mean, I could see how an A's fan would say, I don't need you to feel sorry for
right.
me. I mean, I'm not saying,
yeah.
I could see, you know, it's like when people, I don't know, say something about, oh, well, Oakland's now lost the Raiders. Poor Oakland. It's
and
like,
Oakland
don't
had
feel
a playoff
sorry
game
for me.
Last
don't feel
year.
Sorry for people who live in Oakland.
A's
We're
had
fine.
A playoff game to the Giants sitting at home watching it.
Mo in Danville. What's up, Mo?
Hey, what's up, Stani? What's up, boys? How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
So for me, it goes beyond the Diamonds. For me, I live in the East Bay. I've always questioned why I got to pay toll going across the bridge to the city. I don't understand why people from the Peninsula City don't pay toll to come across to see me, right? So that's a little bit of, you know, us versus them from a Bay perspective. But the whole rivalry situation in my mind goes deeper than baseball from a field and the play perspective. It goes beyond that because when Walter Haas owned the A's, and the Giants were thinking about relocating to Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg,
right.
Walter Haas extended his arm out and said, look, take the South Bay. Look down there for a stadium. We have that territory, but you know what? We don't need it from a stadium point of view. You guys explore it, Giants. The Giants explored it. Obviously, they built a beautiful stadium, jealous of that stadium in China Basin. And when the A's were exploring to build a new stadium, they went down the South Bay, and the Giants said, nope, that's our territory. So for me, that's where I think in 89 it was a novelty to have both teams, the Bay Area, play each other in World Series. It was beautiful. It brought the whole Bay together. That's why you see the Giants, A's lit hat together, because we represented the Bay and we represented baseball. But after that, from an A's point of view, I'm a big A's fan, that's where I think things started getting a little bit chippy with the way the Giants, from an organization standpoint, handled that situation. I love Giants fans. I think they're great, classy folks. I cheered for them in the World Series, but bottom line is it comes down to territorial rights and what they were given and what they did not give back.
Yeah, you know what? That's a fair point, Mo. Thanks for the call. I didn't really think about that, but I guess that is a part of it, the territorial rights that the Giants now won't give up down in San Jose, even though that
were they gifted? Oh, San Jose.
Well,
yeah. You know, the flirtations where we thought old Wolf was going to take his team to San, but nope.
Let's go to Robin. Robin in San Francisco. Hey, Robin, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
What'd it do, you guys? Hey, Bronte, I want to address your statement about San Francisco and Oakland fans not hating one another. I think hate is a strong word, but I do want to point out to you that the rivalry doesn't exist in baseball, but it does exist between the two cities or in town. And it transcends basketball. It transcends baseball. The mindset, my father once told me, he said Oakland was San Francisco's ghetto. I think that's kind of harsh.
Wow.
But I think there is a dynamic there that it transcends baseball. I don't think Giants fans are as jealous as maybe Oakland fans might feel a little inferior because of the transcends, you know, the way it transcends baseball. And that's what I wanted to point out. And the last thing I want to point out about the San Jose territorial thing, that is business. That is the Giants' right. Don't blame the Giants for building.
We lost you, Robin, but your sentiment. By the way, did you hear Robin? What it do?
Yeah.
Robin with a what it do.
Straight out the city.
The only thing missing was baby, right? What it do, baby? It's Kawhi Leonard. Obviously. I mean, that's the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is the relationship the two cities have outside of baseball. I mean, San Francisco's San Francisco. It's always going to have that reputation. But, like, so I've been out here 30 years now, essentially. And I lived about 20 years in the East Bay and 10 in the city. And I get it. Everybody's heard of San Francisco. Everybody thinks San Francisco's nicer than Oakland. Everybody... You know, San Francisco is a world-class city. Oakland's a little bit jealous. I'm not really jealous or envious of San Francisco. I think, like, Oakland right now feels like we got it going on. Like, San Francisco's always going to be San Francisco. It just is.
I'll say this. As a native, I look forward to going to Oakland when it's a Friday night or Saturday night. I look forward to going to the restaurants in Oakland. I like what Oakland offers. I like what the East Bay offers. Berkeley, you know, Alameda. Like, it's, I love the East Bay. I love the East Bay. I mean, if I didn't have a fortunate situation in the city, I would probably be living in Oakland. I would love to live there. There's no hate there. There's no hate there. Oakland has it going on right now. I talked about the nightlife yesterday in San Francisco. Where would you rather go hang out at night, Oakland or San Francisco? I think a lot of people say Oakland.
Murdoch in San Francisco. What's up, Murdoch?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Doing well.
Oh, man, I just love your show. You know, I call in every now and then.
Yeah,
but,
thank you.
I'm calling from the SFC for free.
Thank you very much.
You know, I'm a diehard Giants fan, born and raised by Candlestick, you know, Hunters Point. But, you know, I love the A's as well. You can love both teams. My cousin plays for the A's, so of course I'm going to rep the A's too. That's my favorite player. And, you know, you might see me with the SF green and yellow But with the Marcus Simeon's jersey, why not?
I don't have a problem with it. Bonte?
Nope. That's what I'm saying. You can't call it a rivalry when fans do that. Like, if it's a rivalry, fans don't, like, it just...
Fans can whatever. Do whatever they want.
Whatever. Okay.
I'm from the
whatever.
Diehard. I wrote the what? Book. You can't have more than one team. You got to draw the line. So when you got two teams in the same market, Bonte, damn, you're going to be happy all the time. Somebody's bound to win.
That's all
you
got to
draw the line. Now, if you love the Bay Area, and somebody hit me with this on Twitter yesterday, and I thought about it, like, but still, it's not in the diehard playbook. That's my American League team, and the Giants are my National League team. The Niners are my NFC. No. Where I come from, Bonte, you got to have one and ride or die.
You know, this one in the 510, but Bonte, the women are on point in SF. No comparison there to Oakland. I beg to differ. I don't know.
They got beautiful women.
You're walking down the street in Oakland, California. There's a lot of eye candy. A lot of eye candy in Oakland, California.
Don't you have you have more than one team you root for, though, don't you?
Not baseball. I got one in each. And for the Bay, I want all the teams to do good.
You have
good.
One team in each sport?
Yeah.
Well, who's your team in baseball?
Pirates.
But you also root for the Giants.
Yes, that's like a friend. You want to see them do good. Or a neighbor.
Huh.
I'm objective, just like you.
That's a
just
problem.
Like, just like Bonte. They call us fanboys. Dude,
I'm called a fanboy all the time. It's whatever.
It's weird.
I don't care.
I guess I've heard you rip the team. I have no team to like.
And that's me.
You just said you like the Pirates and the Cowboys.
Well, you do like the Eagles. We heard you on Monday.
I like the Eagles when they win.
Let's see, that's a front runner.
See, that's front running. Yeah, exactly. That's a problem. Yeah. That's a problem right there.
One team I like right now.
Don't root for the Eagles. I don't want to hear you talk about any teams with that after that comment, Steiny. That's... Oh, man.
That's fine. I'm a Hawks fan. That's my team. And, you know, I'll root for the Eagles this year. See how they do.
Of course.
If they struggle, I'll just back out. Slide out of the room. Drew in Oakland. What's up, Drew?
First, I want to apologize to Bonte, because yesterday I did put my foot in my mouth when I said the Giants don't have history. It was a little adrenaline when that came out of my mouth.
Hey, Drew. I make mistakes every day on these airwaves. You're good, brother. You're good.
Okay. But look, though, I just want to address the jealousy. It's like, say, Guru. Say you dating Halle Berry, right?
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no doubt that Halle Berry is beautiful and attractive. I'm not going to be jealous and envious of that. She is beautiful and attractive. But I have my own. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how the fan base is. Look, yeah, the Giants got the players. They keep them. They got the stadium. They got SF. All of that is beautiful and attractive, but we got our own, man. That's just how it is.
I'm with you, Drew. I'm with you. I guess what it is, too, is like, okay, and I'm just trying to put myself in an Oakland native's position. I mean, I've been there 20 years, not quite, but I can live anywhere I want in the Bay for the most part. And you know what? I'm taking Oakland. I would not move back into the city. So I think a lot of the people that, okay, if you're from the East Coast, where do you live? Oakland. Ooh, what's that like? East Coast. Where do you live? San Francisco. Oh, that must be incredible. Is that not? I mean, that's the perception. But I think out here now, anybody who's been out here and lives in Oakland, I don't feel like a second-class citizen. I don't feel like, oh, man, if I could just get into the city or I'm living in the second-rate city here. I don't feel that way.
I have a lot of friends who've moved from the city to Oakland because they prefer to live in the Oakland because of the vibe, because of the lifestyle. Mm. They like it better out there. They're like, I went to high school in San Francisco. I'm not moving back there. They share Steiny sentiments, but they're from here, from SF. So when it comes to living, yeah, difference of opinion. But again, it's not a rivalry, people. It's not a rivalry.
Joey in Richmond wants to talk about Giants A's rivalry.
Hey, it is a lot rivalry. I'm just saying, look, think about go way back to the, it wasn't even a World Series when we whooped them. You know what I mean? We crushed them. But ever since then, I mean, yes, they do got better stadiums and stuff like that, but that's okay. Like, I really dislike the Giants. And, you know, I got friends, though. I got friends that like like the Giants, but then like the Raiders. I think they're confused. I don't understand. I think if you like one team, keep it on the same side of the bay. And also, when you guys said one thing about the women don't compare to the San Francisco women, but hey, Sir Mix-a-Lot said L.A. faced with an Oakland booty, and nowhere near did they say anything about San Francisco face or nothing that none of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thanks, Joey. Appreciate the call. And here it is right here. And I'll use my analogy.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Get that 415, that's
415 says, Oakland is still seen as San Francisco's little brother regardless. And you know what? Let me, because I think there's some truth to that. But let me take it a step further. My brother, my older brother, you know, he played basketball. He was okay.
Jack.
Bob.
Oh.
You know, high school, he averaged like 11 and a half a game, and his team was like 13 and 11. And, you know, he went to college. He didn't play. You know, so I
surpassed.
Went to high school. I was better than him, and I played college. Was better than him. It's like, I mean, honestly, that's the way I feel about Oakland. It's like, okay, we may have been the little brother, but we're better than the big brother right now. We're better than him. I'm better than him. Like, that's the way I think a lot of Oakland fans feel. You know what I mean?
And Oakland had the playoff game in New York last year. Giants didn't. And right now, if we were to survey, like you gave us the question, I forget what Bonte answered, who's the better team right now? On paper, would you say it was the A's or the Giants? Because what you guys are saying about the city and how it's looked upon, 100, but the sport element is, again, to me, in my world, me growing up, I know – take sports away, it was a rivalry just with the fellas. You're from the city, we're from the East Bay. And you had the A's, Raiders, Giants, A's. And y'all came together for the Warriors. And it's still that way to me. Now, I'm not even going to go there with the fights in the parking lot because I don't condone any of that to where they had to stop the Battle of the Bay with the Raiders and Niners. But there is a natural, to me, rivalry in any market. If you got two teams from different conferences in the same backyard for bragging rights, is it OS and Bonta? You're right. Is it Michigan, Ohio State? It can't be. But damn, when they get together last night, it was off the chain.
Well, yeah, and
it was until the seventh inning. That
and you
game
said
was
going fast. That was
that
the
game was
school.
Going slow, but they weren't.
You said it
wasn't
going fast.
The first six innings, it felt like just all right. Is Bumgarner pitching well? Brett Anderson pitching well?
Blowing them down.
Not bad. But the environment wasn't different up until the late innings, until Buster Posey hit that RBI double or Longoria hit the RBI double. Like,
there wasn't much action until the ninth, and it was. But that ninth inning was electric.
But I also think, is it a rivalry? I mean, we can define the word, but the way I look at it is, okay, the Mets and the Yankees, they might not be a rivalry, but Mets fans and Yankee fans don't
Clippers
think,
Lakers.
Well, Yankee fans don't even think the Mets exist.
Exactly.
It's kind of the same. I just think, I don't know if you want to call it a rivalry or not, but there's clearly a lot of A's fans that root against the Giants. And are there Giants fans that root against the A's? Maybe not as many, but I don't know why that is, because I think there's a. I mean, honestly, I think there's been a lot of Giants fans that have come on the scene in the last decade when this team has gotten success, and they've kind of bought into. You know, they're a little arrogant about their success. I think the Warrior fans are kind of a portion of the Warrior fans are kind of the same way, where the fans have gotten a little bit full of themselves because of the team, and that's a turnoff.
Doesn't that happen to every championship
Maybe.
Team, though?
And
it
the
might,
Giants have fallen
know,
on hard, quote-unquote, like, hard times in regard to going to the postseason.
So
it's not all rosy right now. And the A's just had a wild card game last year. It was about them. It wasn't about the Giants.
I was just going to say, Laker fans, when they win, they're arrogant. Boston Red Sox fan.
That's
like
the
every championship thing about winning, a fan base becomes arrogant.
Stick your chest out.
Well, and the other thing I think is Oakland fans don't think Giant fans are the real deal because they think they're fair weather fans for the most part.
I thought you were going Niners with the wine and cheese.
A's fans, they don't draw, but they don't draw well, but the ones who go are hardcore. Then they look at the Giants, I think, and one of their things that bothers them is Giants fans seem to be a little more fair weather. Just because they won three, now they're down a little bit, and they're not selling out, which is going to happen, might happen to the Warriors. Might happen to the Warriors. So I don't even know what I'm saying, except...
But if you're filling out that questionnaire and Bonte's not in the room, and I'm going to ask him, I know what his answer is. Is it a rivalry match, Diamond? You would put Y-E-S yes or no? Because I'm putting yeah, I'm putting hell yes.
You know what? I think I probably would put yes, and then I would have to put Yankees-Mets in there. I'd have to put Clippers-Lakers in there.
I told you that. Y'all laughed at me for that.
Not yes. Those are not, I mean, but everybody, everybody is entitled to their opinion,
man. I hear you. I
just
you.
Don't, like, being here, being watching these teams night in and night out for the last 30 years, it's been a nice little friendly gathering, little bragging rights. Like, oh, I beat you. Who? Like, your little brother, your big brother, sorry. You're playing your big brother in the driveway. He beat you. It's a little sibling rivalry. Like it's bragging rights, but you still love each other. That's what this is. Rivalry to me is when you don't like the other, side.
I just, wow, B. And I don't know if his day is different, but ain't that big of a deal. But it may be, and I grew up on the East Bay, so maybe this is his San Francisco perspective, well, but I guess what I'm saying, B, take us out of it.
I am taking this out. Just look at our callers. We've got a lot of A's fans calling, saying that it's a rivalry. Where's the Giants fans at calling? Giants fans on the text line keep sitting back saying, it's not us, it's them that envies us. It's not a rivalry. Like, Giant, for the most part, if you go... Go ask 10 Giants fans. 7 of them are going to say it's not a rivalry, including Butcher Boy.
You may have me on that one. Yeah.
888-957-9570, the number, talking about last night's game. And I also want to talk about John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. What have they done lately? And that'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go to Oscar at Pacifica. What's up, Oscar? How you doing, man? Oscar going once.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir, Oscar. What's up, man?
Cool. Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
So, I have an interesting case. I actually used to live in South San Francisco as a kid. So my older brother was always a hardcore Niner fan, Giants fan. And when I was a kid, I wasn't really into baseball. I was more into football, so I'm like a diehard Niner fan. And then we moved to the East Bay when I was about 11. And, you know, I would always rep the Giants and whatever, but not really watch the games. And then, you know, go to Giants games every now and then. But then I started going to A's games when I was a teenager, like when I was in high school with my friends. And I started to realize that I had a lot more in common with the people at the Coliseum, and I liked the vibe more. It just seemed more real, more humble. And then I switched over to the A's. So ever since I made the switch, you know, I've noticed that Giants fans, when they're talking to you in person, and you say, like, yeah, I'm an A's fan, like, right away, you know, they go to, like, oh, that's a nice ballpark you got over there, or, right. Or you guys don't have any money, and, you know, they start talking smack. So I think it is a rivalry. It's not, obviously, Dodgers, Giants, because the implications aren't there. We're not battling for a playoff spot. Right?
Hey, Oscar, I got you. And that's another thing that hasn't been talked about a lot. I mean, let's face it, and we can do it with all the sports. If you go back a little bit, Raiders fans are Raiders fans, but the Niners fans, they were wine sippers.
So they say.
Almost like they were better. They were uppity.
Exactly. Yeah. No doubt. Look about the way we talk about the Warriors. Oh, the crowds changed at the Warriors games over the last 10 years. What's it mean? It means people are richer now who are going to the games. They have more money. I mean, that's essentially what we're talking about. We're also talking about, you know, the A's cost less to go to a game there than the Giants, and the tickets are more available. So, like, that's another big part of it. It has to be. Like, the A's are gritty. The old Warriors were gritty. The Raiders fans, obviously, are gritty. But the 49er fans had a reputation back in the day, and the Warrior fans now are considered a little bit spoiled, and I think that's a big part of it, too.
But you know what? The way the Giants won those World Series, it was gritty. It was gritty. It
wasn't talking about the fans.
Yeah, the fans. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
And then the A's have more World Series rings than the Giants in San Francisco.
They keep harping on the 89 series. Like,
remember, dude, I did Monte.
Well, what's the difference between harping on the 89 series or harping on the 2010 series?
Monte told us his diary, his memoir, that he thought the earthquake threw everything out of whack, and he may have
A's were the better team. A's were the better team on paper.
Okay.
They were the better team on paper, but how can you not discuss the fact that there was a 10-day layoff? And like Kevin Mitchell said the other day on Joe Lo and Dibs, with Joe Lo and Dibs, they got to bring back Dave Stewart. They got to bring back Mike Moore. Like, you know what I mean? For games 3 and 4, like, they had no shot. Dave Stewart wasn't getting touched in the 89 playoffs. They did lose 2 or 3. But I'm just saying, like, you going back on 89, like, a lot
that's
of these
not
fans,
why you feel the way
these,
you do.
A lot of our listeners weren't even born yet. Weren't even bored yet when that 89 series took place. Like, pop out your VCRs. Was cell phones around? Like, seriously, the World Wide Web? Can I look? Like,
oh, no.
See, that was so long ago. Move on. That's all you got. That's when I say, fans, all right, leave me alone. Because whenever you bring up, oh, but we beat you in the 89 World Series, who gives a damn? Giants just won 3 in 5 years.
But who gives a damn? I mean, what? Because the Giants won 4 years ago. That's more. Is it about recency? I mean, honestly, who cares? I mean, 14's.
But
that's light.
But when
years
you have
away.
To bring in championships to a conversation, that means you have nothing. When you just go but back
wait,
to
what
saying,
do, what do
89.
Giants fans use?
I mean, I don't use championships. I don't use that at all. I don't even talk. Like, I don't use that at all.
Ballpark.
Barely. I just worry about the Giants. I don't like. Yeah. I and talk trash to the Dodgers.
Growing
fans.
Up in Union City, Bonte and Steiny, I just feel there's no way you can live in the same jurisdiction the way this beautiful city, the Bay, is designed, the Greater Bay Area, and say this is no rivalry. And last night, I don't care, it was a game, and I text Bonte, he was at the park, and Kyle, it was in Nash. Everybody but you were in the thread, but come back. Anyway, it was empty at the beginning, but it was Bay Area traffic, we understand, but it was electric. And Bonte, I'm not saying it was Game 7 of the World Series, but it was what I thought we were going to get. And the game, it was a close game, everybody on the edge of their seat, and we'll probably see that again today because both teams need the game, and the Giants got it.
Jesse, Concord, what you got, Jess?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm big-time listener, Guru. And Bonte, bro, you got the two of my favorite assignments. You're dope, too. I just want to say, me personally, I think it is a rivalry. I'm 30. I'm 36. I'm about to be 36. I was born in 89. I remember that World Series. And to me, until the Giants do beat the A's in a World Series, I'm going to always consider it a rivalry. I need that. I need that. I need that revenge World Series, dude. I need the Giants to sweep them. I can't forget 89. But I do hate the Dodgers too. But I do I gotta agree with Guru. I gotta agree with him that it is a rivalry because I don't know, man. Ever since 89, I just can't let that go.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate the call. Wait, he said he was 20?
No, 36.
Oh,
yeah.
So he was 6 years old.
Six then. Years old, 7 years
essentially.
Old.
Essentially, Steve in Palo Alto. What's up, Steve?
Hey guys. So let's see. Trying to gather my thoughts.
Yeah.
Take your time.
In baseball, I mean, in every sport, you got your militant individuals who are willing to stand and fight on the curb over their team. But I think in football is more of a combat sport. It's tougher. There's more, I mean, anybody who's going to be watching the Ultimate Fighting Championships are going to be the same people watching football. Baseball, I think it's a little more gentlemanly. And I think that there's definitely rivalries in both. But I think that the Giants-A's thing is just a little softer than it is Niners-Raiders. That's serious stuff.
Yeah, I would agree. The biggest rivalries are most passionate are probably football. I mean, I think that's absolutely fair. And we get a lot of texters saying, well, I think it's more of a rivalry with the fans. Well, what makes a rivalry? I mean, that's
and I guess
part
that's
of
what
it.
Bonte and I are saying the same thing,
ideally,
but that's
the teams
what
would
I'm
hate
saying.
Each other too.
I just, hey, yeah, and you know what? I don't live in the city, but I've had friends that are Giant fans from the East Bay, vice versa from the city. And when they get together, it's Niners Raiders, Giants A's. It's embedded in me.
Like, I don't even hate the Raiders. Like, I always liked the Raiders because of what Al Davis represented, bringing in minorities. It didn't matter what color you were. If you could play, he wanted you on his football team. And they were in a different conference, but looking at the silver and black and their fan base, that was a team you always respected. And when they moved up to the Bay Area, I'll never forget hanging up on my wall, the Raiders are back in Oakland. I thought it was cool having two pro football teams in one region. And then it was more of a fan rivalry all of a sudden. Because they play once every 4 years, once every 3 years. It became a fan rivalry. But, I don't know, man. I just don't see it, fellas. I don't see it with this A's Giants thing. I'm running out of things to say here about why I don't think it's a rivalry. I mean, if you think it's a rivalry, cool. That's all fine and dandy. I just don't think it's there.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. 408 says blue collar versus white collar. Yeah, that's a lie. I mean, whether that fits the entire stereotype, probably doesn't. But yes, that's absolutely part of it. I want to talk about the Niners a little bit because we've been talking about one of the themes being the optimism. And we're wondering why there's optimism. So what I have in front of me right now are some key players that Lynch should say. And you know what? I'm going to start doing this. Key players that Shanahan and Lynch have acquired because it's Shanahan. And I just want to, I'm going to go through some of these guys and you guys just give me the, or great. You know what I mean?
I almost feel like I could just make a recording of and just play it every time you go down.
Let's see. Let's go back. You want to do the draft first or you want to do free agents?
The draft, which is more important.
Let's do the draft. Last 3 years, I'm gonna make notes. 3 years ago, Solomon Thomas.
Yeah.
Monte? I'm looking. Hold on. My mouse is not working here. I wanted to play a sound.
Why are they calling it a mouse?
Okay. He gets an ass.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. What about this one? Reuben Foster.
He ain't even on the team.
I know, but it was a great pick, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
No, he can't. You could read the warning signs, and it happened.
All right, so you hold that against him.
Oh, man.
So that's a bad one. Bad.
0-2.
Akello Witherspoon. Third round pick.
Bird is still out on him.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I ain't going to know.
Bird is still out on him.
Hey, sorry, second
you still
round
got
pick.
A chance with
Bird
his spoon.
That's man, second round pick.
Yeah.
That's
clock striking 12.
You know what?
You know what, Stoney? I ain't going to give him a buzzer.
I'm not going to. I'm just going to be like,
gray area.
Can I give him a,
Yeah, you can do that. C.J. Beathard.
Yeah.
They traded up for him, by the
way. You're right.
When third
you
round. They traded up for C.J. Beathard.
Why?
I don't know.
And who was that? Shanny? That was Shanny.
Joe Williams. Thank you.
This is wow.
Now.
Dude, we're at five.
This is always what. Okay, so this one, obviously, George Kittle.
Come on now.
Obviously, that's a great pick. There we go. Here's the question. And after that, it was Trent Taylor. All right, well, let's. So, George Kittle, because you got him at five. Does that erase the Solomon Thomas mistake?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Oh, wow.
DJ Jones.
You know what, Monte? I ain't ready to give
hurt.
A buzzer.
Yeah, he got hurt
Bird
Saturday.
Bird is still out for me, Snotty. Monte?
It's a lot of ums. There's no...
I know.
That's like one bad. Ding.
Peter Tomato...
He's gone. He's
gone?
Wow.
Oh, he's not even named as gone here. Adrian Colbert.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.